You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Origins. Enjoy.
The violin is unavailable.
Nothing to most of us.
Okay, the second thing is we are picking up amidst action. So occasionally we end one session, we pick up another session, and when we pick up another session, something is already happening. And so we left the last session with the dragon man woman figuring out how to fly the ship, basically, and how to take off. And you already knew that maybe powers that be, there were cats outside that were trying to get past the force field and had not yet been successful doing so, but they were trying to in a couple of different alleyways in the hills. The ship was basically kind of buried down, nestled down in the hills, and so the shields of the ship were blocking various passes and so on. That's how you found it. You got kind of got through the, you negotiated with the boys what actually happened. You still have a bunch of people who are items and in despair, and you do not have a violin player at the moment. And at the moment, you don't have a violin because the violin is, as Becky pointed out, in the hag form. And as far as anybody knows, that is the only method that the party has, at least at the moment, to attempt to get rid of the despair. Okay, that or time, because there was a guess that it would wear off in time. But the time was so long that it wasn't safe to try to wait it out.
It's in the hat form. Basically, once the spaceship started to go up and out and close everything off, we were closed off to magic, so this hat said, I'm extremely uncomfortable.
Bye. Right. So,
why didn't the hat have to go out of
room? Because she's a sage and she was trying to figure it out
right.
So she could do it.
Right. So anyway, where we are picking up is the Dragon Man woman's name is
Snarl,
thank you. Snarl and Wizard were actually flying the ship up and out of the mountains. Okay? And so as soon as the ship is up and out of the mountains and people are still not, you haven't had time to settle in, you've only been aboard for an hour, we're going to say that the despaired characters have been released from the item in a room where they can kind of hang out and kind of wait it off, so to speak. So that time, whatever it is ticking off the clock, but it was estimated to be at least 24 hours, so it's not like they're going to be useful anytime soon, but they will eventually get useful. And no sooner does the ship take off, which it does so successfully with some rock falling away and things like that, and it leaves the quote-unquote atmosphere and enters astral space. Remember that most places on the prime material plane, most planets on the prime material plane, when you leave the planet, you automatically enter astral space. Okay? And so as soon as the ship is in astral space, that's a couple of things. One, you know that unless you have a magical means, you cannot breathe for any length of time in astral space. Basically, things can persist only if they can carry their own atmosphere. So dragons, for example, can carry their own atmosphere, and they really technically don't have to breathe, so they can fly from planet to planet. Okay? The ship is sealed and put to the test as soon as you fly off in astral space, and you go, oh, yeah, we're not all suffocating. There's no hull breaches anywhere, that kind of thing. And so you exit the planet. As soon as you exit the planet, before a course can actually be set for the planet where the boy's grandmother is, surrogate grandmother, which would be the safe place for him, because he was going to go home, but that is not safe, and so he's going to go to another world. Before a course can even be set, the ship has been set upon by a Dragon Man destroyer. So right away, Snarl sees it on the scope, as does Wizard, and they're right away calling for people to come to the ship's bridge, because there are 8 unmanned stations on the ship's bridge that need to be manned if the ship is going to have a chance of surviving and getting away from the destroyer. Okay? And so Snarl is actually proficient in flying this vessel, so you can fly it successfully, and you can also operate the shields or the guns successfully. But there are 3 different stations. Okay? So as people are reporting to the bridge, the boy theoretically can fly the ship, if you want to let him do that, but he's only 12 years old, and he doesn't have a lot of experience, and you don't necessarily trust him to be skilled at doing it. But as people are coming up to the bridge, first, Snarl and Wizard need to make a decision as to what seats they're going to be in. So there are, there's a pilot seat, a co-pilot seat, there are four shield seats, and four firepower seats. So which seat are you in?
Pilot seat.
Okay. In that case, then, Snarl at least suggests initially that he will stay in the co-pilot seat.
Wizard.
Although, Wizard, I'm sorry, says that he will stay in the co-pilot seat. And he actually, he does say that he actually prefers the firepower seats, but he'll stay here because he's probably the next most knowledgeable person after you. That way, if you dive or something, he'll be able to take over. Okay? So when we actually start this simulation, you'll have to pick one of the two rolly chairs to sit in as being the pilot, picking up the big one. You can have the big one if you want. Or the little one if it's more convenient.
Wait, we're not actually going to play a game of Artemis?
No, I know. I thought about that, but it doesn't fit under the circumstances. It doesn't really work.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Since my home plays the astral plane, would I be able to do that there?
You can fly and in blue form.
Right. Oh, that's what
yes.
I
mean. Yep. Mid to blue.
Just saying, if I have to abandon ship or something,
correct.
Good.
Yeah, and your body would automatically switch to that.
I can survive.
Now, if there was an instantaneous decompression, right, you'd probably still die if you were in a different form. Okay? So, the call is going out throughout the ship for we need eight bodies to come and take positions on the bridge as we're about to be under attack and pursued by a destroyer. And so, is anyone... It's possible you should have been in a previous meeting. Is anyone not reporting to the bridge despite the fact that there is desperate need, or at least it's being conveyed? It sounds like this. Please come to the bridge! Please come to the bridge right now! We need eight people right now! So it sounds like.
Is all we have is eight people, or do you have more than eight people?
You have just over eight people. If you count NPCs.
I'm on the bridge.
I'll be there. They need my leadership.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
So everybody roll a d20 of those of you who are reporting to the bridge now. Highest roll reports first.
19.
I was already on the bridge.
Okay. So what seat do you get in? Firepower or shield?
11.
Probably one firepower.
Okay. That leaves who had the highest roll? 19 was what I heard.
19.
Anybody higher than 19?
20, you said?
Yeah.
Yep. 2. Yeah, that's firepower station, as previously described last session. Okay.
Sure.
And so then.
Jesus, no, please.
You have the 19, right?
He's all right.
Yeah, don't lean way over backwards. It's pretty mobile.
I had 19.
Okay.
Don't scare me.
So you report to the bridge, and you're told, take a seat. Shields or firepower?
Yes, shields.
Okay.
At least I get to say engage. Engage.
Number 2, do my work.
Okay. And so, who had the next highest d20 roll? That was 19. 12? Anybody over 12?
Nope.
Okay, James, shields or firepower?
Do firepower. Always wait for a good shot.
Alright. Next highest after 12?
I got 11.
11? Anybody else got 11 or higher? Okay. And then shields or firepower?
Oh, firepower.
Okay. Jeez.
Definitely shooting
things. All right, it's good, but it's hard. It's hard in this case.
Tricky. Oh, wow.
Okay, and then we have.
What did you take?
I think the only one was you. What did you?
Firepower.
Four. Okay. Firepower. Shields or firepower.
Firepower.
Okay.
What?
So we should have four firepower, right? Did I do four? One, two, three.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Four.
Thank
yep.
you, sweetie.
Okay.
And one shield.
What did you roll?
Two.
That's
your turn. You win.
Shields.
G-W-I-N.
Because the four firepower seats are filled. Now
it's like
when the rest of someone out. And that makes Alicia shields. And leaves one NPC seat empty.
They are not squirrel nor mouse sized.
You know, I should invite one of my sons.
Did you get a shield?
Okay. Reynold.
Okay, so we'll put Bono on a shield seat, and then we have Wizard as the co-pilot. So I'm going to be in that chair, and I'm going to be playing these shields. And I'm going to need a weight on my paper. And then this. The band is very blowy. Doesn't work. Because I can see the bottom of my hand now. Okay.
She said 5:45. She did.
6:05.
Sorry, I was late. I had
to be there. I'll be hard pressed to play two shield positions, but it will not be impossible.
Do you want me to trade? I can trade a shield.
Here, just take this one. Okay. I can do two. You can do two.
Well, you're doing quite a bit more than two. So.
Yeah, that's true. There's that too.
Oh, good. At least you didn't do the whole starboard. Starboard.
Do you know your starboard and pervert port better than you know your right?
Okay,
right?
Real quick, we're going to calculate some numbers. Okay?
Do that again.
Port.
Starboard.
You actually got it right.
Yes.
We're going to calculate some numbers.
Four numbers left.
So,
you were telling me, look at your hands and which one is L and that's your left.
I just remember port is the replacement for Marburg. Marburg is the left because it has one.
Right. I remember it by port.
Okay, so those of you who are operating a shield station, you get. Your dex bonus plus 2 is the total number of times in a round that you can adjust the shields.
So
your dex bonus plus 2.
So 2.
Dex plus. Oh, wait. Dex bonus plus 2 is what?
Gotcha.
How many times you can adjust
the shields? Oh,
not doing shields. Okay.
Can I switch to guns?
You certainly can ask.
Dex second class electronic.
Okay. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to mark. There's four shields that represent the four sides of the ship, left, right, like that. And you're going to mark where you have them at, like that.
Plus 3.
Plus 3.
Okay. And the chips go on the marks, not on the spaces. And they actually are 0 there. That's 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can you guys finish the bread? Well, I have some carrots.
Four separate shields, four separate sides of the ship. They're marks. Okay.
You turn them all up.
Yeah.
If you do, then the ship won't have energy.
What did you have for lunch today?
You didn't explain it.
Because I haven't gotten that far yet.
Mariana, what did you have for lunch today?
So I get 5.
5 adjustments.
Okay.
Okay. Maximum 5 were determined on your initiative. So, if you roll a maximum initiative, you'll get 5 adjustments. Because it'll dominate. Adjustments take 2 segments.
Sorry, you want the rest of these for later?
Okay. That's all my shields, people.
Nope. I want them. It's just hard for me to get them.
So, that would be 9 adjustments. That's
Jen, I went
shields,
and say that. Got a breakfast last night for our anniversary? Golfing at Green Hills in Clyde.
Yeah,
it's actually Monday.
She has 0
adjustments.
But I'll forget Monday.
Correct.
I went golfing today.
2 adjustments.
Cool.
Okay.
That's the place where Aaron
okay.
is. That's
on the
cool.
On the firepower people, you have there's 2 slides on your sheets. One is on the bottom left, and one is on the bottom right. Okay. This slide represents the firepower on your. The one on the left represents the firepower on your gun.
Okay.
So you need 1 token for that. So at the bottom is at 0. 1 notch up to a maximum of 6. So below the bottom, you need a notch. Right? You got 6 marks?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
So what was the max again?
The max is 6. So it's 0 through 6. And you just mark it with your token.
So which is this?
0 to 6. The other one is the shield for the gun turret. Okay? Works the same way. 0 to 6.
Okay,
he's got
that. That's just my small peppers.
Huh?
He has pepper.
Is it, yeah. Is it his dinner?
It's in the crock pot. Nobody's allergic to it.
Okay.
I'm allergic to not eating it, so you have to share it.
I made extra.
I'll trade you some of my pizza for some of your sausage and peppers.
It's in 5 grain. Dice mice really.
Yeah, it was lifting it up.
This is the pilot sheet.
I wish I could tilt the fan up just a tad bit and it must stop.
One is power of the wing thrusters, and one is power of the vector thrusters. The wing thrusters are on the wings and they rotate the ship this way.
Okay.
The vector thrusters are flipping the ship like the roll purpose.
Our feet may not be as cool though.
If there's one there, that means one time during the turn, you can rotate the ship 90 degrees.
Okay.
If there's one there, that means one time during the turn, you can turn the ship, flip it, so left and right leg comes out.
Oh, we are so going to mess this up.
and I'll help you a little bit. The character actually is proficient.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not too much.
Just make sure you're
proficient. Proficient does not mean intelligent. Even in the areas that you are good at. Okay?
You're proficient, but just not so far.
Can I save
you? A chewy chunk.
Are you sick?
No.
Then you can sit there. Don't sneeze on me. You sneeze on me, I sneeze back. Get my crap out of your way. Taking up the whole table, man.
So now, if you look at your firepower screen, the screen represents a grid pattern, if you will, of where the what you can see. Okay, so like
what.
At the station, you actually see this screen, just like it looks, and you have buttons at the bottom. You see this screen, okay? And you're going to be moving the little target thing. All right? So you get, those who are controlling firepower get a number of moves, I find it. Okay, it's equal to wisdom plus dex divided by 7. But it's a maximum of 5.
So your actual wisdom score.
Your actual wisdom score plus your actual dex score. And then divide by 7.
So 31.
Right, maximum 5. And rounds up. Rounds up. Okay, wisdom plus dex. Divide by 7 and round up.
Before you sit down, this is going to end up being yours.
How many do you have? 5?
Oh, yeah, you can stop Dex.
He's an Andex.
So is ours.
No, well, she's shield.
She's shield. It's based off of Dex.
What is your wisdom plus your dex?
You get
wisdom,
2 moves turn. Whatever side
plus dex, 16, 32,
it's
so
get
you get 5 moves.
Well, it's not just,
okay. So at the beginning of the round, firepower controls, you put those tokens that I just gave you on the controls on the bottom. Up, down, left, right, and the center dot centers it, sort of. It puts it on D5. See it? Down, up, left, right,
D5. Left, right, forward, back, shield.
Yep.
Oh,
A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. You can put if you want to put a little mark on D5 so you know where it's at, you can.
Yeah.
You are
put a little mark there.
You're on the shield station that we are under attack by.
You just say where it's at.
Okay. So at the beginning of the round, you put your 5 tokens on any of those. So you can do all left or all right or 2 left, 2 right, 2 up, 1 down. However you want to divide them out, you can. Okay. But if you don't put one on every one, so let's say you don't put one on left, then at no time during the round are you going to be able to move the target to the left.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Understand? So when you sit down, basically you put your fingers on those buttons and you go, hey, if I push this, it goes that way, push this, it goes that way, push this, it goes that way. You know, and you figure that out real fast. Push the center one, it goes to the center. But the rounds are very short. They're 3-second rounds. So you can only push so many buttons so fast and get any benefit. If you push left and right at the same time, it doesn't go at all. So based on your dex and your wisdom, you can push, most of you, 5 buttons during the 3 seconds and get the benefit of moving the target. Understand? And it's the target starts where the red dot is, any one of those 4 squares. So I'll give you a token for the target. Also, if you can be listening to the way this works too, because we can switch seats during the combat if people are having trouble. Any one of these 4 squares. Okay. All right. Now, to simulate, the pilot can see all of those grids, plus you can see out the window. So to simulate that, you can use your rolling chair and move around to anybody's grid at any time and look at where they're at. Okay? So as combat goes on, I'm going to flip up a card, and I'm going to have different cards for the different screens. Okay? And so I'll come to your station. A little bit,
your ships
are in
here.
Thank you, so I'm going to come to your screens for the firepower people with a little ship, and I'm going to put it on your screen, okay? Then, as each segment passes, I'm going to move that ship the way the ship moves. If you manage to line your target up on the ship, the computer will automatically fire. If you get on the space that the ship is on, then you have a straight chance to hit. You'll roll your d20, and the computer will hit the ship with the lasers or not, okay? Depending on what you roll. If you get within one space of it, they'll still fire, but it gets a negative chance to hit because you're not technically on the target. So it's harder for it to hit, okay? And then if you hit a fighter enough, it's destroyed. Yay, you win. You don't die, right? But the fighters will be firing every time they get closer to the ship. They're continually firing their weapons. All right, and there are also missiles, which you will see that when the time comes. There are missiles, and the missiles basically are like really weak fighters that can't shoot, and they just move a little faster. Oh, you got it. Okay. And they'll come in, and if the missiles hit the ship, or if the fighters manage to shoot the ship, you take damage. Okay, the shields. There's two kinds of shields. There's gun turret shields, which are your gun, which are shields that you have on your page for firepower, and then there's the shield operators. Okay. The shield operators have shields for 4 sides of the ship, right? And whatever that shield is set at, then when a fighter fires on the side of the ship that it's coming at, then the shields will react and reduce the damage. Fighter rolls it, if it hits, the fighter rolls its damage, and then all the shields people will roll their shields, and if they roll more than the fighter has rolled, then there's no damage to the ship. If they don't, then damage comes through and hits the ship. If the fighter specifically targets the turret, then only the shield that's on the turret protects it. Because the guns have to be outside the main shield in order to shoot. Right? So this is protecting the ships. This is what's keeping the characters alive. This is protecting the guns. If your gun goes down, that station is useless. Okay? So once it takes too much damage, which doesn't take a lot, it's getting hit, beyond your shields will be enough, and it's the only shield protecting your gun. Okay? And so, basically, you already know more than what your characters know. You sat down at the station, you went, okay, how does this slide thing work? Right? But as you walked in the room, and those of you are on shields, you were told by Wizard, if you pump the shields up on one side too much, or if any one shield is pumped up too much, there won't be enough energy to do the other things. Okay? You know this much. The ship will generate 14 power, plus there's a generator which generates D6 plus 1 power, which cannot be used to fly the ship at all. That's the power guns and shields and stuff like that only. Okay? So there's always going to be some power left over for shields and guns. If you put the ship's speed at 14, it will only be that D6 plus 1 and anything that's in the batteries. That's all they'll have to work with. Okay? And the speed of the ship is always set before everything else. Okay? If you put the speed at like 4, then there's going to be 10 additional points that are going to be usable to spread around. And it's actually that's actually 10 D6 points. They're usable to spread around and cover everything. Okay? So the first thing we'll do in every round is set the speed, whatever you set it at. And when you set the speed, the wing, and the vector, all three, and it's the total. So if you say it's 10 total, 6 speed, 2 wing, and 2 vector, for example, then that's 10 total. That means there's 4 D6 for everybody else to use. We roll it right then. Then we go down the list, and the shields go next. So if they power all the shields, then there'll be no firepower for the guns or for the turrets, shields. Okay, so it works down like that. All right. After we do one round, you'll figure it out. And since all the ships are going to be kind of far away to start with, you shouldn't die in the first round or anything. And the ship has hit points, so even if the shields get penetrated, you're not going to die immediately. But basically the way it works is once you start taking damage, the ship makes a saving throw versus a hull breach. And then if it's too significant damage, the ship makes a saving throw versus going boom. If the ship goes boom, every character and NPC on the ship, with the possible exception of Bitamu, dies instantly. Okay? So don't let the ship go boom is the moral of the story. You got it?
So, I'm sure you have a contingency
plan. Reroll characters.
Yeah, there's always rerolling characters. Okay?
That is a contingency.
That is a contingency. That's right. All right? So we got the basic gist of it. Once we get going into it, you'll see how it goes. And we're going to work around from... Okay. And actually, if we could... We need to mark, I don't think we need to. Let me calculate this up. I think we will just for your presence of mind. So the first station closest to where the pilot sits is the left side of the ship for firepower purposes. So you were already there, so we're going to assume that's you. So you have the left, right now you're the left side, but bear in mind that's not going to... When we start, that you see out over top of the wing, it looks like you're looking out to his left. But he's going to be flipping the ship over and everything else. Understand? Okay. All right. Hopefully this is going to work the way I planned it. All right. So, round one, set the ship speed. Okay, so on that first set of 3 boxes.
I'll run them.
Okay, who's got dice out?
Okay. Like you said, they're far away. Let's see if we can keep up with the distance.
Okay.
4 plus an extra D6 from the generator?
There's a D6 plus 1 for the generator, plus 4 D6. So it'll be 5 total. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So shields people roll initiative. Add your dex bonus. Everybody has shields. Roll initiative. I'm good with this for now. I'll grab my dice in a second. All right. Add your dex bonus.
7.
Then don't bother adding it. Well, and you did add it then, technically, didn't you? Okay. So there's
0.
So this is all firepower, and that's the firepower. And shields. Oh, I forgot to roll. You want to roll dice sometimes? Or are you busy?
Guns light out on this ship.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Do you want to run the whole station or just roll occasional dice?
Occasional dice.
Okay. So we're going to give him a little bit of occasional dice. Which one are you using, dear?
Needs must for a game master.
There you go. I rolled already, but that's what he rolls. But I rolled already. All right.
He's like, where's dice at? Yes. Keep him out of Dan's view. All
right. So
it's like 10.
So this is your. So when, on your initiative, you're setting the shields. You'll be able to change them every 2 segments up to the number that I told you were allowed to add. Okay. So that's the number of dice.
If I go on 7, it would be like 7, 5, 3.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So, who had the highest initiative? 7. Is that it?
Oh, we're rolling initiative?
No, just shields.
Just shields.
So I'll just go down. 10, 9, 8, 7. Okay? So you set your shields. You can slide those to wherever you want.
Remember, if you go all the way up,
are we getting any kind of leadership saying, hey, they're on our left, or hey, they're on our right?
So yes, they are coming from the rear.
Yeah, so I'm assuming these lines are points of taking off.
I owe them a case,
correct,
so it doesn't break in my purse.
Yeah, I'd be terrified. Because that is really right.
It is. I'm feeling like a toy.
Yeah. Right now they're behind us and I'm going bent out of hell forward.
Which is entirely appropriate. This is just the order of who sets their shields.
This is my Kindle library.
What, four? Nobody else got better than four on shields, right? I got three. No, I got four.
Oh, I got a four.
You got four? So we're all at the same time.
They're all variations of Pride and Prejudice. All variations of Pride and Prejudice. Mm-hmm. I've read them all. That's my
Kindle. So we don't know where the enemy is coming from.
In my Amazon.
Right now they're coming from the rear.
How many different versions of Pride and Prejudice?
There are hundreds. Probably thousands now.
I've read one of them.
I think the original one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It's my favorite story. And like, people are writing new variations all the time. Different what ifs. And then continuations on what happens after.
Nora, I put my head on your head.
Zayden has to ask his mommy if he can.
Just in case. I don't know what's going on.
No, actually,
older.
I used to be able to eat Sims.
Allegedly, this is a method.
Again, as I get older,
this happens. One guy has to make a match.
Okay. All right. So now we're on to gun shields. Roll initiative. If you have guns, roll initiative. Roll a d20, or a d6. Try the d6, you did it right. And add your dex bonus. 17, so plus 2. D6 plus 2. Okay. Dear, did you give me a roll your initiative?
I already played with guns.
Oh, she's slow. Okay. All right, gun, this is just gun, turret, shields, initiative. 10, 9, 9.
You
can go at the same time.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't exceed the total amount allowed.
And are they half point or full
point? Half point.
Something tells me this kid didn't pass a background check.
I
said
that
to.
He's
all
on
the
back. Dan, you're shaped over there too. You need to get this one.
What did you say to that? Okay, and then she's got two. What did you get? Seven. Okay, so what do you got? This is your power. You can go up to 6 maximum on the gun turret shield.
And every 2 points that you put into it is 1 point of power.
And you said I have a maximum load.
You can go to 6 maximum. But remember, when all the energy is used up, then nobody can do anything else.
So if we raise up all the shields, there may not be anything left to shoot the guns.
Correct.
Well, I'm already at 2, so I'm only going to go up 1 to 3.
Okay. And then that brings it to this one. You set your gun shields. You can go 0 to 6.
Okay.
Is that 4?
4.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 2. What did you put that?
2.
Okay. So then we go to guns firepower. And we on the firepower people use the same initiative. So highest was the 2 of you. Okay?
2.
Alright. So it goes up to 2. It won't go higher than 3. Okay. And then when these two try to set their gunfire power up, it won't go up.
Too much power.
Okay. So you get a warning light on the dash that says the batteries have been drained.
Too much power being used.
Okay. Right. And then we start actual combat now. So you don't have to roll initiative for this, because everything's already set. So you don't need initiative. All you need to do is use your little, the firepower people need to put their little tokens down.
Do we know where
Dips are coming from the rear right now?
Right, do we know where primary, or, so there's no targets on the screen right now?
Correct, no targets on the screen. Everybody's outside.
And if we hit the center, it gets us to D4?
D5. Love those pencils. You're currently facing the left side of the ship. You're currently facing the right side of the ship. You actually have the rear as of right now, and you have the front. So meaning you're not going to have any opponents to shoot at unless one comes. But the problem is they're going to very soon they're going to swarm the ship. They're going to be coming from every side because we're not going to be able to outrun them.
Mm-hmm. You said I'm at what side of the ship? The right side, right?
And
correct. That's where you're starting at, but he's going to be flipping the ship.
They're moving one box per
segment. Yeah, well, so, per pound.
Gotcha. And this all happens in the one second.
By a whole pack of those. You can sharpen them just like they did.
Well, I just mean, if, like mm-hmm. for example, if I have 1, 2, 3, 4 to the side. If the ship shows up there, I'm going to potentially get all four of those moves and potentially end up on it. It's not I move one, he moves one, I move one.
Yeah, it is going to be he moves one, he moves one. It's going to be one.
Okay. So that's why I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
For people who don't get five.
Yeah, bear in mind, once they show up on your screen, they're gonna move a box, and then you're going to get a chance to move your sights. And they're going to move a box, then you're going to get a chance to move your sights. So tracking along the top will give you a chance to shoot them when they first show up, but then you're going to be racing to catch up to them as they get closer to the ship. So you're be careful about that. Or you could jump to D5 if you have one of those.
So what's the chance that we get to hear Obi-Wan's voice
in the system?
Use the force. Use
the force. Don't get toxic to
it.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's more likely.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So,
don't worry, you should hold together.
Practice, here we go. Alright.
Can the primary buffer panel just fly off my ship?
I told you to fix that, Haley.
My ship don't crash. If she crashes, you crash.
Okay. So, because you can see his screen, you realize that a fighter has entered range. Currently coming from the rear.
Okay, fighter in range on the rear.
So everyone knows fighter in range on the rear. So that means all the shield people know that the rear shields could get hit at any time. Okay? Alright. So now we're...
So, and that means if you guys want, you can start shifting power to the rear shields.
Right. So I'm going to start at 10. When you hit, once you're 2 below your personal initiative, you can adjust power. Remember, if you have it, the ability to do that.
So we're rolling in the ship now?
Yeah.
You should say that.
Use the same deck that we used to do. Yeah. All right, so.
Who has the most firepower? Forward or reverse? Their weapons?
It all depends on how they power it. As of right now, that he powered his the highest of anybody. But he's on the left side.
Well, I'm just asking as a general.
Yeah, otherwise they all have the same unless somebody gets damaged.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So it really doesn't matter which direction we're facing.
Well, here's when it will matter. When there's a ship there, a ship there, and a ship there, and you look at his target, like his target sitting on D5,
yeah.
And her target's sitting up here, but there's a ship on D5. You rotate the ship, it'll come under his fire. Understand what I'm saying?
You're
so
right.
You gotta pay attention to where they have their targets at. Then you can rotate the ship and bring it to where, bring the enemies to where you need to be.
Okay.
So I am on the rear.
Right now.
Right.
Okay. Alright, here we go. 10.
You're after.
9. 8. Okay, he's gonna fire there. Okay, so he's firing at the rear of the ship. I need my dice out.
I've got more. You want more?
That's my target icon.
What do we need?
These are moves. These are the icons. First up, but I can't make my first move until I get my initiative. Correctly, I can't make my first move.
Yeah, you can move two times right now. He moved once, then you can move. Then he moved, then you can move. Okay. You're going to move two times right now. Which will be true for anybody else, too, but there's no reason for him to do it because you're the only person seeing a ship right now. Okay? So you're going to be one space in front of him, so you're going to shoot.
Actually, yeah, two spaces in front.
Oh, okay, so not yet then.
So we get thank
you. Okay. All right, so the fighter fires and hits. All right, so he's targeting either the gun turret shield or the ship. 1 to 2, it's on the turret. It's on the ship, okay? So the fighter's shot is hitting the shields on the rear of the ship. Okay.
Who's the rear?
Well,
all the shields have
they're
a
all
rear.
Rears.
Yeah, they're all rear.
So,
okay.
Just
call you're all rears. You are all rears.
I don't think
okay.
We necessarily have a side of the ship. We're just
correct.
I get that.
Yeah, these little windows down here show you out the side of the ship, so you can actually see when there's a ship there. That's what they're for. But I couldn't draw all the ships in there. I just wanted to draw them here now before I got here. So plus, then there would be a ship in there all the time. The fighter fires. It hits the shields. Hopefully.
He's got a lot of this rear shield.
Yes.
4, 5.
Okay, so.
I just evenly distributed.
Rear shields have been hit, so if you have one or more notches in rear shields, you get a D3 per notch. Roll a D3 per notch.
So if I have two, rear I shields. Roll 2.
Correct. You get 2 D3. And then keep that, you can actually write it.
This is actually right. He's saying rear, but B is actually back. That's why mine are backwards, because I thought that was rear at first, but it's not. I intended to make the rear higher, but I didn't.
Can I use
this? You
can switch it.
Can I use this roll for my next character?
You can put the
ship
blows
up.
Okay. So the shields repulse it. You don't. The ship doesn't rock. Anything like that, the shield stop the blast from the fighter.
That's it. There's some compensators goes off. He survives the war. The sparks and that guy goes flying over.
He comes straight forward. He fires again.
Bring it, bro.
Okay, he misses. And you're now within one. You have it up. You have it up. Okay, so you get a shot on that fighter.
13.
Is 13 is a hit.
Two fireballs.
You get 10. And then you minus 2, you get 1 spot away. So, two fireballs, you roll 2d6 damage.
2d6. 7.
And they explode shields. No. The fighter is not. It's hit, but it's not significant.
Ah! Glancing blow, I think. The dot's still there anyways.
Okay.
But I think I've got him lined up for another shot.
Alright, and he's flying right into your fire.
Oh, there he is.
Okay. And now you roll again, you need a 10.
Spam the fire button.
Oh, I thought it automatically you right on
no.
Top.
7.
So spam the
fire. Okay, so your computer hit him when it was a little off angle and then wasn't quite ready to hit him when it was right where you wanted it. Okay, and then he goes again.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
We're in Initiative 5 right now, so if anybody had needed to adjust shields that has 7, 5, so you could adjust shields now if you want. There's nothing on right, left, or front at the moment. You can only use the energy that you had.
That I had.
Yeah, so you could do that, and then you could do this one.
Your peppers are
there. You go. And then that'll give, when the time comes, that'll give you an extra
43. Right.
3 or 4.
This? I'm just going to be running top. I got 5 more. I don't move down at all.
So he's inside your guns now. Oh. He doesn't fire again yet.
Yeah.
We're down to 4.
I have a 4.
Okay, so you can adjust your shields if you want to. Only working with the energy you currently have.
Play another D3?
Yeah, if he hits, you'll have another D3 roll. He's shooting. He's now at closer range. He missed. We're down 3. We're in 3. Then we're in 2.
You roll the hits. You get the D3s are what you're rolling based on how strong the shield is.
He hit.
To deflect the
damage. Ugh. Okay. We can roll again, but he didn't even penetrate the original roll yet.
Okay, so do I keep the original 2 and just add 3 to it?
Yeah, but he didn't get through, so it doesn't matter.
It would have been quite
crazy. He fires again. He's close now.
Oh,
he missed.
You gotta remember, you're piloting, right?
Yeah.
You could be looking at other gun stations to see if anybody had.
Yeah, I kind of have
positions. So
it's hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that, particularly since we're not,
that ends the round. Okay, so that's how it works. Now, beginning this round, the fighters are basically swarming, so there will literally be a fighter on every screen, at least one.
So does these go back down then?
That's where they start the round at, but at the end of the round, your last adjustment could be 1 or 2, so if you wanted to slide things down, you could. Wherever you end the round at, that's where they start the new round at. But if you say, hey, they're going to need more power for something else, then you can slide stuff down right now. Shield generators can. Okay. Nope, they're not this time. They haven't come to that side yet.
But they are coming
this round. Okay, they're going to be fighters that will live this round. So you see, but now you see how it goes.
So in one, I could just adjust things back down.
Correct, you could adjust. And now you would be not all the zeros, for example. But you can't go outside the original energy that you had.
So if I put it all back here.
Yes.
And remember, you guys can communicate your amongst yourselves.
Yep. Anybody can talk. We're all sitting in the same room.
One person can say, "Hey, I'll take the right shield." One person can say, "I'll take the left." And then,
just like I'm saying, when we apply more power, we're not going to be moving as fast, so more power can be used for the other stuff.
Okay, so he's saying I'm slowing down, so there's going to be more firepower for shooting.
And shields.
That right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's apparent that we're not going to be able to outrun them at all.
No way.
No, don't.
Their top speed is 20 years or 14, so.
Don't.
The destroyer is slower, though. So remember, the destroyer is back there, so if you slow down too much, then the destroyer's coming. If you go below the destroyer's speed, then I'll start closing the gap. And then his weapons are longer range, so he can start shooting eventually. But the fighters are what you got to deal with right now.
Technically, the destroyer
should. It's a destroyer.
They did.
It's
a destroyer. The plane. So maybe the destroyer didn't.
Yeah. Don't overpower the guns. Make sure that every gun has some power to shoot.
One on the left,
maybe?
Yes.
One is your shield, one is your... Alright.
Because we stole it all. Because you guys stole all the shield.
Actually, it was because the ship was flying fast. Probably.
Yeah. It was fast.
It was fast. Fast.
I think you just rolled poorly on your
C60. I can let somebody else roll. Okay. All right.
Okay, who's on shields?
Right there, right there, right here.
Whatever one you want me to.
What shield are you taking?
I'll take the back.
What shield are you taking?
Not me.
You. What shield are you taking?
Right.
Okay.
But I hate to turn them all off. Are you saying turn them all off?
At this moment, we have
each person to a shield.
Okay. Okay.
Take the front. I got the back.
As you say that, and you start to make the adjustments, if you can do that all at the beginning. But Weezar does say, just realize that if a shield generator is turned off, it'll take time for it to turn back on. If you go to zero, so you're not spending any power on it, then that's turning off.
So don't necessarily take them to zero.
Okay. Keep them at a half point.
He says suggest one, which would be a half point.
So, I was using 4 points initially. I was originally using 5 numbers and 4.
Yeah, you can switch it to whatever you want at the end of the round.
Well, remember, you're going to have one shield at relatively high power and the rest of the round.
Alright, half points.
No, it's going to leave us at 3 and then. It all depends on what you initially set to do.
Just remember that right now we have a ship on
okay.
Our
app. So, we're going to have ships on every side this round. Okay, so we're setting shields. You've got a strategy. Shields roll initiative.
So I can't go beyond what I had originally.
On your initiative, or at the beginning of this round, you can set it at whatever you want. But if you use up all the energy, then there'll be no energy for guns, shields, or guns.
I have 7 again.
That would take the ship, right?
We're not outrun them. So. Certainly, if we have no power to shoot.
You can't flip the ship or spin the ship. And you see that somebody's got a shot, you can spin and give them a shot.
I say we hold out till they board us.
Yeah, Mom, just one part of that. I'm trying to figure out
what I'm doing. Anytime, you can just put 1 point in, you can literally do it at any time.
So it's not a science, it's only about whatever initiative you want, you can do it.
He's able to see all of them.
Right, people on guns.
Listen to.
Yeah, people on guns on your initiative. Or sorry. Call out where you have an enemy ship on your screen every second. That way, Dean knows where those ships are. Also, make note of where your target is. If your target cursor is near where somebody yelled out a ship name, let Dean know so he can potentially rotate to get your gun to bear.
Tell you what, if we get hit by a shot, somebody crumple up a piece of paper and hit Dean in the head on that side of his head so he knows where we got hit from.
So we're on initiative on shields. That's where we're at. 10, 9, 8, 7. Okay, so you can set yours at whatever you want.
Yeah, and you guys haven't moved your target to any position yet.
Fixes the whole ground.
We haven't had a chance to yet.
Okay. So how many? Okay.
1.5.
Yeah, remember, you could have, during your turn, last turn, you could have moved your cursor to the center, or you could have moved your cursor somewhere else throughout the whole turn.
Okay. After 7.
6. Isn't that what?
That's Bono.
Yep. The button for?
Yep.
You're supposed to turn to the right.
But you just have to do it during the turn.
So, I do not know if you're this leader.
It didn't make a difference because you didn't have anything to shoot last turn, but you could have gotten it more towards the center.
What it poison basically comes into play is, see, now that you have the cursor there, for example, if all of a sudden I see, or see headed over here, and if I were in, or even better yet, if you had it here, okay? Just using this as an example. I could theoretically rotate the ship and then
your cursor would be on that ship.
Well, we have to move the fighters around so he can potentially make it so that things constant. Not, this ship isn't going to...
I'm going to let you roll the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I can't be in the
so you're
going to
let Dean be responsible for that.
So what speed are we moving this for? Dean? Steve?
Because if one person will look way worse than the other.
Plus one to the world.
Because if I roll 4 ones on my back shield, nobody has anything.
You could roll 1-1, she could roll 1-1, I could roll 1-1. It's all random. It's random choice.
Dice. Shield power 6, 5.
She uses a lot.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's 2, 3.5.
Okay. All right. Shield turret power. Gun shields roll. Guns roll initiative.
Don't forget
bottom. I already did
him.
Yeah.
7.
Okay, so gun, turret, shield, power, 10, 9, 8, 7.
7.
Go ahead.
You guys keep doing the Twinkie roll. Just
so you
know. The
second one.
I'm going to get it, honey. One, it's really good because Josh is really good.
I'm saying Josh is not holding the job.
Let's try this again, okay?
All right, and then gunpower.
Don't they say they need to send?
Oh, you guys didn't do it. I'm sorry, I jumped out. So we're in 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. What's your initiative?
3.
Okay, so you're in 3. What's your initiative? You're in 3 also? Okay, so you're both in 7. So you're setting the shields for your turret, not firepower for your gun yet.
Okay. Lower it back down a little bit. Probably.
It's up to you. The fighters are coming in now. They're going to be on your side. They're going to be on both sides. So.
Okay. I'll put you on 3.
Okay. And it's on 3. Okay. You got one point of firepower. Whoever gets to the gun first. So that was going to be one of the two of you. Roll it. Both of you roll it.
You
have
7 also?
Yep.
Sorry, what did you say? Roll what?
D7.
5.
Okay. So yours can be, you can set it at
up to
2 on the dial.
Is that yours
at 1?
Okay. Okay. Unless they will go up any higher.
Yeah. All right. Now remember. So now this is where the shields initiative becomes important. So like you rolled a 7. So once you get to 5, you can lower your shields and give them power to shoot. Okay. So she lowers. As soon as she lowers the power on shields, she says, "I'm lowering the power on shields. You guys can raise your firepower. If you have ships coming in, you're not going to be able to shoot until you have firepower. It's up to the two of you."
And you're firing weak shots.
Good question.
That's
great. Okay. Yes,
but I'm still initially at 2, though, right?
You're actually at 0 now. They bumped it down. Yeah, it slides down all by itself. Shields always take precedence because if there's no shields, everybody dies. And the same thing for Kendra's is at 0.
Prescriptions will
lay out my 5, although I'm only going to get...
Okay, so firepower can lay out your tokens for control now, so you can put these 5 wherever you want them. On here. They'll probably give you firepower by the time you need to shoot, so...
Is it counterintuitive
to put a follow-up on it? I don't know where to go.
If you don't know what to do, then give yourself a lot of variety.
At this point, variety.
you're setting the tokens down here for control of your... How many do you get? Did we even calculate that? Mm-hmm. You're probably helping our ally. What is your wisdom plus your dex?
I have one right.
My bonuses or my...
Total stat. She's going to have 5.
I'm going to have the possibility to go up 1. Just in case.
33.
33. Okay, 11. Well, 35. And you get 5 of these. And you spread them out on these. This moves your cursor down, up, left, right, and this puts it at D5 right there.
Okay.
And then anytime during the round, you can use those to move it. And anytime you get close to where the fighter is, you can shoot.
Can you change these around every initiative? Or?
Each round, yep.
Now, does our cursor stay where we left it last?
Correct.
Okay.
So if I did 2 here, I could move it down twice.
Correct.
Given our shield strategy now, to give them more power,
I could
bring these down.
But if you take it to 0, you can't bring them back.
Somebody shoots on that side. Well, eventually.
Somebody else is covering that side.
Correct.
I have the other 3 sides set at half.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. That way, you know, you can. Yeah. That way everybody's not trying to put everything at 2 and you end up with 8 on every shield.
Okay, here they come. Wizard says, okay, here they come. No, no one's at the door. You can check if you want.
That's what's happening on the screen.
Alright.
Hey, go check because Mother Mike was just out there, so. But Jamie called me,
like, oh, I did turn my phone off. We're going to ship at maximum, just outside maximum range. We're at maximum range. Okay?
Alright, Josh.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
Every time we get hit, we all have to like.
This guy still on the C1.
Bingo!
See one watch.
Okay, so. J1.
So you have this. You do have a ship on your screen, dear. You do not currently have any firepower to fire your weapon, but you have a ship on your screen.
Okay. A1.
We're going to need more power for firepower. Otherwise, we're never going to survive this.
Right. Then we're counting down.
Beginning
at 10, once the shield people get to their initiative, they can lower their shields if they want some to give power to the firepower. Yes.
And every segment, you can spend one of your movement tokens to move your cursor.
Yep. So anytime I move your ship, the ship on your screen, you actually can move your cursor too, but you can only do it, like, if you've got one token here, you can only do that one time for the round.
Right now, whoever's got the back shield to keep them heavy, we got 2 fighters on our back. We got 1 fighter on one on every other side.
Okay? So here we go. So here we go. 10. We've got 10. 10.
So it's
if you want. Remember, once I move your fighter, you can adjust.
But then we have to take the tokens off, right?
D2.
So it shows up over here.
So when you move him, I can move these, but then I have to take these off, right?
Correct.
And then I don't get it back until my next initiative.
To your next initiative.
Is there Jasmine Despair?
Okay. This guy passed over from his side, so he's flying away from you.
Just remember, if this goes bad,
11.
It goes bad for you guys in a very bad way. Like, dead instantly. Is living your thing?
Yeah.
Because that's where you need to be
mindful.
Open a window and you throw some salt.
Sorry, where did Nikki, where did you go?
I too.
Magic missiles don't miss, okay?
B two.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta get out. And you don't
want to
puncture the whole thing.
Okay, so none of them are firing right now.
That was
the intent. Now we're in 9. Okay? We're in 9.
So you have 2 on your screen. I didn't put my chips in the right place.
Hers moved to I-3 and fired and hit. So that is considered the...
Front?
You're rear, right?
I'm rear.
You're in the front, you're in front.
No,
you're in the rear.
No, I'm right.
You're right, okay.
Yeah,
right at the top.
You should be in
right.
On your sheet, but you're right.
Yeah. Oh, she got it. Okay. Yeah. Yep. All right. So this one fired and hit. All right. So here comes the damage.
So those of you who have shields,
get ready.
Look at your right side. The shield you have on the right side. And you ready to roll that?
Abano is the right side shield right now.
But everybody else has at least one pointer. So.
Maybe. Yes. Probably. Total of 8 damage.
Yeah, 3.
You got 3. Bama got 4. That's 7. Anybody else got right side shields? Okay, so you stopped it. You got 4 points left over. That's
so
where we're at.
Or just use a dice or something to note the fact that you have 4 points left over right now.
I got it.
Okay.
Right side shields have 4 points left over. Okay. All right. And then over here. Not firing yet. Still coming.
You can hit the ones that are on your target.
Well,
yeah, you're supposed to be on one of the squares.
Oh, it was in the middle.
Yeah, so you could have been here to start, and you went there and there.
Yeah.
Can we move ours after the
meter?
And your front?
He's on C3. Yes.
Your front, okay.
Yeah. We're now at initiative 8. Oh, we got this guy.
I'm moving. At this point, I'm moving.
Yeah.
So I'm moving up.
Okay.
Which puts 2 of them within a space. That was
you. This guy's on your side.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. So
yes,
gotcha.
Got
I gotta remember I can't shoot every direction.
Right.
Although if you turned, I could shoot.
Yeah, but right now I only got 2 gunners for power.
Yeah, that's true.
So would I get some of those?
I'm gonna win again.
That's 3d20 or out of 4d20 rolls, only 1 has exceeded 10.
All right. So now we're in 7.
We're going to 7 now.
Are you going to make an adjustment?
Yes, so you can make an adjustment.
I want to bless you on the sky.
Okay.
Why are you dropping the shoe?
Bring up
I was giving them a point and a half, so they have something to shoot with.
But the computer shoots on horses.
I'm right.
He's going to move in mid and decrease the back of the shot for sure.
One of them is not.
So let's pull
it up and follow on. I'm just letting everybody know. You actually are the one
who needs it. Does the ships that are.
Yeah, no matter where they are.
She's got two ships where I think one of them is flying away, so I don't know
correct.
If she can actually. They can, so they can rotate and shoot backwards?
They don't shoot, no. They only shoot when they're coming at you.
Okay,
the
as it, so there's only really one threat.
First, let me shoot
okay.
him in its wound shirt.
Okay.
Like, can we just do mortality?
So should you adjust shields down?
No, he told me to leave it alone. They want to adjust
the wound shirt. I didn't realize that they can't fire. I thought he could, like, rotate quickly. And.
Oh, yeah, no.
So do you want to change your order to Litterbrew? To lower the
pressure? Yeah, go ahead and lower it down by at least a notch. Four notch.
That's half a point.
Yeah, so you have to lower two. So you have to lower 2 points to get one whole 3 point. Yeah.
Lower it down.
Power one more gun.
Yep.
For
yeah,
that,
there.
That means you guys can power up your guns
just
to 1 point. If you think you are going to have a shot this turn at your target.
I won't.
So if you think you can get onto one of these two, you can power up your gun. Or, right here.
Up to one.
One or two. If cause she
yeah.
said she's not going to have a shot.
Not going to have a shot.
So you could go up to two if you think you can get.
Okay.
They are converging. The target and the ship is converging at the moment. So. All right.
Well, that's where, yeah,
we're in 7. That's where we're actually at. He hit. So this is on the same side, which was the, or no, it's on the front.
Oh, on the front now?
Yes, this ship is sitting on the front.
What?
Oh, what
I don't want it in my name. Well, stop rolling that dice then, because it's going to do well.
Okay, so you need 10 points of shields to stop it.
I got 6.
They're not currently firing at the turret.
I got 6.
2, 6, 2, 8, 1, 9. Bottle has 1 in front shields.
Yay!
That'll do it. Yes, got 1 point left
well
over.
Done,
unfortunately, he's probably going to be shooting, so it's going to get ugly in a minute. Okay? And that was in 6. So we're going.
Okay, I just gave points to
shoot. Yes. We're going to 5.
He told me to.
Yeah, so we're going to 5, which is an opportunity for you to adjust again. And that shield, where he's still shooting, is only got 1 point left on it.
Yeah, because you have to drop something else.
Somebody throw down your guns, or else we're gonna die.
They can't. They can't turn
on my guns. Shields are the only thing they can adjust.
So that means I have to take these off.
Yep.
Shut them off. Get it?
When do our other shield people have initiatives?
They all suck.
Bono's in four.
So there's four, you can
adjust. Yeah, I can't help
you.
You roll
up. In four, you can adjust your shield.
James, I can't help if you roll up your mage with no dex bonus.
Yeah, but
so am I shutting off my front back shield or my back and left shield?
Or you could let it go.
It's not going to help me when decompression comes in.
In four, Bono will be able to adjust. But the ship could fire in five and possibly in four. Which means that we get through.
I definitely do that.
You're manning the buttons.
Do it!
Just, I'm rolling while I've seen you guys, so I ain't turning
the clock. Okay. So then you can adjust that one up too. Okay. Right. So that'll give you two more D3 on that side of the ship. Okay. So 1 point plus two.
If you want, well, I'd wait and see if he hits.
Okay. If he even shoots again, he's trying to, obviously. So that was all the fighters.
Alright, so now we're in addition to five.
Where did
yours
go,
Sherry?
So
are
we using the
wings?
Three.
Okay.
Dodge,
dip, dip, dive,
dodge.
We're standing in
the mat.
Okay.
Alright.
Dan.
I need you to do an aileron roll.
Split S. Split S.
Do you have any power on your...
What?
No, your firepower. Okay.
So Darn. Is this Star Wars space combat?
Because you are targeted on her.
No, I think I can get there.
I'm thinking we're doing Battlestar Galactic.
Dan? Okay, so you moved him, so I can go to here, right?
You could, yeah. You
and that's
that.
Close enough to fire?
Yep.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay, roll the hit. This is actually last segment, but go ahead.
Sorry.
Okay. That's it. But you're going to at least get one, maybe two more chances to shoot.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Terrible shots.
She's going to get at least one, maybe two more chances to shoot.
I had three chances to shoot this guy and missed all three of them.
Yeah. Okay.
So now I just know why Josh isn't rolling Josh. It's because everybody else is rolling Josh right now. We
go first.
We max out shields. Eventually, the dragon man gets tired.
And he's shooting again.
We go first, so we set the pace.
And he is.
Just we did that, and now we
can. Well, okay, look at it this way. I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
We have spent a grand total of two power on shooting things.
I gave up power.
I know.
I turned off two.
Front side is getting hit.
Our stuff is at like minimal. Okay. And still trying to be safe.
It's on the front side shields.
It's not our fault. We don't have enough power to power.
Okay, I'm running. I'm doing two more dice.
Nine points of damage on the front side. Everybody's got front side shields. Can roll D3 and try to stop it.
Okay, well, I
got one.
Six, nine, 10 by myself.
You already used up all the front side.
Oh, yeah.
That was,
no,
that was
all front. That was all front. You only got
the 10 points we already
had.
Oh,
that's right.
For 2d6.
We
only
have
2d3.
I
have my initial roll that's up now.
Those all got sucked out by the first shot.
So right now you only have three.
You have 1 point left, and she was able to add
2d6.
Yeah,
or
three.
Five. We have one left over.
Yep, and the... damage is going to be more than that. Oh, wait. Oh, I rolled crappy on the first two dice. No, you're not dead. The ship takes damage. Okay, so the ship has taken 3 points of damage. And basically, everyone feels the ship rock.
Hold on. Everybody, lean to the left.
Oh, sorry.
You all feel the rocking of the ship.
Can I turn
invisible
now?
Depends. Do you still be able to touch buttons?
I can touch things. I just can't carry things.
Okay.
Well,
are you watching?
Right now, so.
I have to keep
breaking
your drugs in this room. I
don't
have to talk.
Oh, you don't know what
they're tracking. Hand signals.
So look at where they're dragging.
L2.
Yeah, I know. That's what I've been doing.
This is your dragging. His dragging is in G3. Anything in G3 right now? Or near it?
Yeah.
So if you rotate the ship, your rear and front. So you have to rotate it 180 degrees. You don't have enough of that.
Right.
Okay. And then.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I have three on the
flip sides, yes. But I can only flip 90 degrees. Or you can rotate 90 degrees.
You can flip side to side. Or
there's this roll, which flips basically the right side to the left
right,
side.
Right, right. I just mean the flip is 180.
Right.
Yeah.
But can I flip 180 with a 1? Or can I do it
yes.
with 90?
Yes, you can turn the ship over with 1.
There's no up and down.
Right.
So you can turn the ship over, which would give Josh a shot on that ship.
Mm-hmm. But I will lose my shot here in shield and search.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's not a good option.
I don't know.
No. So let's put that.
I'm due for giving Josh a shot is not a good option. I've seen this guy roll a 4.
Josh.
All
right.
I've seen this guy roll a
25.
But if nothing else, Josh, you can try and get your cursor into a more...
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.